The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conversations Live, where we bring you the best in music, books, entertainment, and current events. When the movers and shakers of the world have something to say to you, they say it to us. Now, here is your host, Cyrus Webb.
And welcome back, everyone, to Conversations Live. I'm your host, Cyrus Webb. Glad you all could join us once again. You know, we always talk about on this program the importance of not only recognizing what your passion is, but being able to pursue that passion knowing that it's going to actually work out for your good. Our next guest has definitely learned that firsthand. Pharrell Phelps is making his first appearance on our show. He's not only a photographer, but also a talk show host himself. We're going to talk to him not only about his own journey, but what it's been like for him to build his own brand and to see the way that people have definitely been impressed by his work as well. Pharrell, hello to you, and welcome to the program.
Hello, Cyrus. How are you?
Hey, man. Doing really good. Glad you could join us today. You know, as I said, you know, people may know you for different reasons. Some may know you, of course, you know, as a talk show host. Others may know you as a photographer. Others may even know you as just a man about time. But what has it been like for you to be able to not only find out what you love to do, Pharrell, but also, of course, to be able to share that with other people?
Well, you know what? It started many years ago, actually, Cyrus, when I wanted a camera. I always envisioned taking pictures and that type of thing, and I just couldn't afford it at the time. I was in high school, and I didn't want to ask my parents to buy a camera for me, and so I saved my money up and got my first camera, 35-millimeter camera for $35 at a Target store, and that's basically how my career began as a photographer.
Wow.
Took pictures of tons of people, gave them away for free, just to get my name out there. And that was my very beginning. And one thing led to another.
Yeah, one thing led to another. And indeed, you know, I've been able to see your work, especially through social media like Facebook. Pharrell, we'll talk more about how you've been using that here in a moment. But the thing that gets me about, you know, and I have a good friend of mine that's a photographer in D.C., and he says this all the time, and it's totally the truth, I believe, and I'm sure you'll agree with this, that it's a big difference in being able to go to someone like you who has a vision, who has an eye, rather than me just pulling out my phone and or using my digital camera, you know, to take a picture. You know, I've looked at some of the work that you've done, and I think, wow, you really seem to capture the person. Is that part of the gift that you feel like you've been given?
You know what? It's absolutely a part of the gift that I know that I've been given, and certainly by God. And it's one of my greatest gifts. I'm very thankful for it. And the important thing to me in my career is to make a difference in the lives of the people that I encounter through the gift that God has given me, which is photography. So when you walk out of my studio, I want you to feel good about yourself. I want your self-esteem to be renewed. I want you to see yourself in a different way. And that's what's important to me, not only building images that will chronicle history, but building images that will make a difference in the lives of those that see them.
I'll tell you, and you've definitely been able to do that, which I think is a great segue for us because, you know, we've all heard that saying, a picture is worth 1,000 words, and you have definitely created some pieces that have been, I think, real conversation pieces. Is that part of what led you to the talk show, you know, being able to share the stories of some of those you've been able to photograph?
You know what, ironically, there were several things that led me to the talk show. In 2008, when we were getting our first African-American president, President Barack Obama, the Holy Spirit placed this in me to create a book called In My Lifetime that was in his honor, believe it or not. And it was what was ironic about that time was that he wasn't even the president of the United States.
Hmm.
He was not even the president when I created the book, but the Holy Spirit had directed me in that way. And so because the Spirit did, that's what I followed. And at the time, there were so many people that I shared the project with, or I was telling them about the project. They were like, how can you create this book for the first African-American president, and he's not even president yet?
Yeah.
And I'm like, believe it or not, I'm just led by the Holy Spirit, you know? And I shot the book within probably a four-month time period. It's a pictorial essay, and I'll certainly have to share it with you. But that's what started that particular thing. So when the book came out, Cyrus, a lot of different entities and news entities and radio stations began to call me about doing interviews. And one thing led to another. I was on a particular show about three or four times when one of the guys on the guy who spearheaded the show asked me to come on as his co-host. And believe it or not, I had always envisioned myself in a talk show position as well.
Wow.
And so that was my humble beginning in talk show. And after I finished my stint there, I decided to go ahead and do my own thing, which is what I had actually dreamed of many years back.
Wow. You know what? And that is such an important thing. You know, I think so many times, you know, Pharrell, we kind of, you know, we limit ourselves, unfortunately. A good friend of mine, Stephanie Mitchell, she told me something back in 2006, and I never forgot it, even though she had forgotten, she had shared it with me. But it made so much sense, and that was when you limit your mind, you limit yourself. And she said it to me in a conversation we were having, and I just kind of stopped for a moment when she said it, and I wrote it down. And again, that was 8 years ago. And I brought it up to her last year, and she didn't even remember saying it. But the thing is, I think, you know, with that being said, I think it's so great that you're able to be able to realize that you don't have to, you know, put all your eggs in one basket, that you can be great at more than one thing. Did you know, though, by doing that, Pharrell, that you would show other people that they could do the same thing?
You know what? And that's always important to me. Because in some kind of way, I always hope to be a trailblazer. And not only be a trailblazer, but a good example for other people who may dream and aspire to do things that they've envisioned for themselves. And so often, if we're not careful, we will talk ourselves out of that very thing that God has placed in our lives to take us to the next level. So we were created with many different talents and many different abilities. But oftentimes in life, Cyrus, people don't tap into those abilities that they have within themselves.
Right.
And by me doing what I do, I hope in some way they can see how they too can become a lot like, not necessarily me, but to mirror some of the things that I've done, you know, and expand their dreams and their visions and horizons for themselves as well, because we all have it in us. But it's, you know, the biggest thing, Cyrus, as you probably know, is not only taking the thought from our mind, but bringing it to life. We can have a thought all day long, but if you don't operate and work on that thought so that the world can see it, then no one ever will.
Yeah. I think that's so true. That is so true. Mm-hmm. And I think it's a great reminder for all of us. For those who are just tuning in, you're listening to Conversations Live. I'm speaking today with Pharrell Phapps. He's not only an individual that's been recognized, of course, as an amazing photographer, but also, of course, an individual that's been given a gift, too, to be able to share the gifts of others through his talk show platform as well. We're going to tell you a little bit later how you can stay connected with Pharrell. Now, one of the ways that you and I have stayed in contact, as well as, of course, first met each other, Pharrell, is through social media, namely through Facebook. What has that been like for you? Because I noticed today as we were prepping for the segment, I found your Facebook fan page, so you're able to kind of share more about your business there. What has it been like for you to not only, of course, to be as busy as you are in your day-to-day life, but then, of course, to be able to bring your life to the world through platforms like Facebook?
You know, I think social media, it certainly has its advantages. Needless to say, I think it's important that we remain in the public because it lets people know who we are, what we're doing, where we're going, and things of that nature. I think that social media is definitely a good tool for the business. I enjoy sharing my life to a degree on social media. It certainly has made a difference in my business, and a lot of people get to see me that may not have normally seen me, Cyrus.
Right.
So that's what I use Facebook for and other social media because it's very important. And, you know, it can be a great tool, not only for the business, but just for personal things as well. And it allows the people that see you to get to know you on a more personal level, outside of just saying, okay, oh, he's a photographer, oh, he's a talk show host. You know, so oftentimes I'll share pictures basically on a regular basis of things that I'm actually doing.
Right.
And that's perhaps associated, but it lets people know a little bit more about me when I share a little bit more of myself outside of what the business of the photography is and or the talk show.
Yeah, well, gifts definitely run in your family, we find out, Pharrell. I found that out through social media. I've never met you in person, but I know that you also have a very talented brother as well. You've also always been very supportive of family, being able to see the pictures of you know, the two of you guys out and about around town. What is that like for you to be able to have someone that's in your corner, someone that understands the journey of being in the public, but also that understands, of course, the challenges that come with that? What has it been like for you to have him there?
You know what? Man, that's a loaded question, and it's a very good question, Cyrus, because when we were younger, I used to always draw and paint. and my brother would emulate me. We would actually sit down and paint and draw together and compete with one another to see who did the best, you know. Mm-hmm. And I always taught my brother at an early age, always be yourself and don't be afraid to be different. And I think that's important. And so he kind of took that, literally took it and ran with it. And he's the kind of guy, Cyrus, that you won't be, he's not like anybody you'll ever meet in life. I mean, it's like he's very unique in his style, very unique in his whole persona. It's just a whole different thing because he's not trying to be like anybody else. He's not trying [S2] Right. [S1] To be the type guy. So we get to interact with each other on an artistic level. You know, of course, my medium is photography, and his is certainly art through the painting of sunglasses and eyewear, which has really catapulted him into a whole different atmosphere as far as art is concerned. And so many people, Cyrus, are wearing his glasses. All the celebrities are wearing them now. So he's just taken off, and I'm so proud of my brother, and I just thank God for him all the time. And I'm so glad that we have art in common outside of having a bond as brothers, you know?
Right, right. And you also have together been able to support others in the arts too. Is that support something that you were raised with, or is that something that you've appreciated as you've been in the field yourself?
Well, you know what? It certainly raised with it because my parents always taught us to be very kind and very, very much people that give and share. And we don't mind giving, we don't mind sharing, because if we can ignite the gifts in others, then it's a blessing for us to see that come to fruition. You never have gifts or blessings just for yourself. They're always designed to give away or to bless others with. That's the power of a gift. You know, when God blesses you with a gift, it's not for you to harbor for yourself, but it's for you to share with the world.
Right.
And if sharing your gift allows other people to ignite their gift, then guess what? Success is certainly at hand, if that makes any sense. So, yeah, we were always taught to share and give, and that's what my brother and I both do, you know. We're just that kind of people, man.
Right, exactly. You know, and that's again, is a great thing. And it gives people something, I think, to emulate on a few different levels. I think, for one, being able to show that, you know, it's great, as you said, to be able to have someone in your corner that understands, you know, the journey, but also someone who you can support and that you guys are able to, you know, be able to be there for each other as you're going down your own path. You also said
yes.
Something else about your brother that I want to talk about with you, and that is you said, you know, that he's never been cookie cutter. You know, it's so easy these days to follow the crowd. The difficult thing
yeah.
is to be able to be yourself. You know, how have you been able to do it? How have you been able to make yourself stand out, to be yourself, and to still be able to carve out your own niche in the world in the process?
You know what? I think, Cyrus, that the answer to that question, I can answer that in a whole lot of ways. But I always thought you know, anybody can be ordinary, but I always felt like this, Cyrus. Why be ordinary when I have the ability to be extraordinary in what I do? So why should I just be like everybody else, you know, in an ordinary way? And I'm certainly not putting people down by saying that.
Sure.
But why be ordinary when I have the ability to be extraordinary? And you can't be afraid of your gift. You can't be afraid of your gift. You have to embrace your gift. And if your gift is unique and special, then operate in that gift. And you cannot be afraid of judgment because of your gift. You know, so often in our world, we're afraid to be different. You know, everybody tries to be like the next guy and the next guy and the next guy. But it takes a lot to just be different and to be able to accept whether or not you are accepted because of your difference. And so often in life, everybody wants to fit in and they want to be accepted. But when you can just step outside of that wanting to fit in mode and just be who you are as an artist, that's what makes you stand out, being
right.
different, you know?
Exactly. I think that is so true. Well, that brings me to this question then, because,
yes,
you know, again, you know, it's great that you've been able to get there, but that takes, I mean, again, in the world we live in, takes a lot of courage. I mean, how did you cultivate the courage to do it? Because, you know, it's one of those things, I believe, Pharrell, that, you know, not everybody, well, we know not everybody is able to do it. And for whatever reason, some people don't even try. But, you know, I mean, to be able to say, you know what, this is going to be my path, regardless of who may follow me on it that I'm going to stay on it. That takes a lot of courage. Where did that courage come from?
You know what? I'll be very honest with you, and I'll give you a little history as to how I actually started. When I first began doing photography, so many people would ask me, well, where do you work? You know, what studio do you work in? And I didn't have that background in a studio, so I felt very insecure when I was asked that question. And I went to a Olin Mills. It's a photography chain, big photography chain, and I applied for a job there because I wanted to be in a studio so that when people ask the question, where you work, or, you know, where have you worked, I can say, hey, I work in a studio, just to validate who I was as a photographer.
Yeah.
And, Cyrus, I went back to that particular studio like three different times, and the first two times I did not get hired. And I remembered walking away feeling so defeated because photography was all I'd ever dreamed of doing. So I after I shook all that off of me, I went back a third time and applied for a job there. And I was like, okay, I got to go back again because I can't be defeated. And I went back a third time and I was hired. And I share that story with you because oftentimes when we have a dream or a vision for ourselves, we cannot give up on the journey.
Right.
You know, had I given up on that journey, I would never have reached the level that I've reached now in photography. And I, you know, the work that I've done, I shoot tons of celebrities and people that you would know. And had I not stayed on that path, these doors would never have opened for me. So I say that to say to anybody out there that's dreaming or have a vision or a passion, don't give up on your dream. Don't give up on your vision. And certainly don't give up on your passion.
Yeah.
You have to keep moving forward in whatever that is for you. Don't give up. Don't give out. And don't give in.
Wow. So true. And I think that is so important, too. I think, and the other thing that I think from that story is that realizing that you are enough. And I think that, unfortunately, is something that the world does not tell us, you know, today. It tells us, you know, that you need to be. I know I used to, you know, of course, this was a long time ago, but I used to feel as though, you know, if you're being from a certain place, you know, puts you at an advantage. And definitely, you know, I think you may have more opportunities in some ways, but I think realizing that where you are right now, you have everything you need to be able to be the person you were meant to be. And I think that is
yes.
the great thing when you're able to walk in that and realize that. So, you know, I wanted to ask you the questions about, you know, about the courage for a reason, for real, because I know that there will be people who will be inspired by you, not just because of what you're doing professionally, but just as because of what you're doing as an individual, being able to be comfortable enough to be able to be the person you are meant to be and to be able to see the success that's come from that. You know, is that also your hope that as you're able to continue to grow, you continue to thrive, that you're able to show people, you know what, you know, it's not just me that can do this, you can do this as well?
Absolutely, absolutely, absolutely. Because everybody has it in them. It's just a matter of discovering it and operating in it. And so often, you know, another thing that happens, Cyrus, is along the journey, you will get naysayers or people that don't encourage you. And we have to be careful of who we surround ourselves with because that's very important. You have to surround yourself with positive people. That's one of the things that I really practice. And if I see negativity, I automatically remove myself from negativity. So when we talk about courage and moving forward and whatever our dream or vision is, it's important that we have people around us that are going to be supportive of whatever that dream or vision is. And if they're not, then we have to remove ourselves from them. You know, so it's important. That's very important in moving forward in whatever you do. Very important.
And you're hearing it from someone who definitely knows firsthand. Again, everyone, Pharrell Phelps has been our guest. We've been talking to him not only about his journey to finding success, of course, as a celebrated photographer and talk show host, but also an individual that's been able to not only realize his goals and dreams, but to pursue those goals and dreams. Pharrell, where's the best place for our listeners to go to be able to stay connected with you?
They can certainly stay connected with me by my website, for one. It's pharrellphelps.com. That's F-E-R-R-E-L-L. And Phelps is the last name, PHELPS.com. And also my Facebook page, and that's the same thing. Just go to Facebook and type in the name Pharrell Phelps in Houston, Texas, and you can certainly find me there. You can email me at pharrellsphotography@gmail.com. That's pharrellsphotography@gmail.com. You can also find me that way.
All right. right, man. Well, thank you so much for the time today. I really appreciate the inspiration and looking forward to staying in connection with you.
Yeah, I certainly hope so, Cyrus. Thank you for having me on the show. I really appreciate it. And I hope somebody was motivated and inspired by what they heard today.
Hey, man, I know they definitely were. Again, we want to thank you for being on the show today. I want to thank all of you for tuning in to another edition of Conversations Live. If you guys came in late and missed part of the conversation, don't worry. Thanks to our online friends at blogtalkradio.com. We actually will be able to allow you to hear the replay completely for free just after we go off the air here. You can find it by going to our radio website at conversationsliveradio.com. That's conversations with an S, liveradio.com. Also, if you're friends with us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter, the link's already available on both of those places. Head over to facebook.com/CyrusWeb, or you can go to twitter.com/CyrusWeb. Click on that link. You can listen to the show completely for free and even share it with your friends using the social media buttons you'll find there. Until next time, I'm your host, Cyrus Webb, saying, as always, enjoy your day. Enjoy your life, enjoy your world. Make sure you take out time to enjoy some good music as well as a great book. Thank you all for choosing Conversations Live today. You all make it a great one.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.